We have a caller. Looks like it's from Newell's neck of the woods. Could it be Mr. Newell? Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Ooh.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
First time caller, long time listener.
Yay.
Does this
Yay.
Caller, long time listener have a name?
This is Lisa from Carmel, New York.
Oh, hi, neighbor.
Hello.
What can we
I
tonight?
Just wanted to say that I just, you know, like listening to you guys, and that's, you know, just getting a lot of information from you guys. It's a lot of fun, and I actually read Mike Scopa's blog to get a lot of marathon information. I haven't run a marathon yet, but I plan to. But
I
wanted to get, but I wanted to get any information that you have about the Expedition Everest Challenge, the 5K thing. Is that something new?
I think this is the first year they're doing that, Lisa. And I'm not sure if it's that much of a race as much as it is sort of a combo race scavenger hunt for clues. I believe that on a recent blog, I had information on that. There is a link that you can go to, and maybe we can put it in the show notes or something. And it's the thing that I didn't like about it, Len, chime in, because I think you've read about this too. There are two things. Number one, there are three things. Let me put it that way. Number one, the price.
Okay.
It's like $100. It's $100 to register for the race.
Yeah, it's like a 3-mile run.
Yeah, it's a 3-mile run. And that's number one. Number two, it takes place around, I believe it's going to take place around 7 p.m. At night, and Disney does not do good on nighttime races, let me tell you that, especially if you're going to be doing that inside the Magic Kingdom, inside the Animal Kingdom at night. And number three, what was the third thing? The party. I don't know what kind of a party they're intending to hold, but the party that they held after you run. I mean, even the party at the MGM Studios was Len, did you get to ride anything after the race? I don't know if I did.
No, because they started it like, you know, half an hour late. And of course, I went back and ran with you for a little bit too. So that was pretty fun. But, you know, I got there and it was like party was over.
Someone's saying the party is 2 hours.
So basically you just have to let it happen and just see what the reviews are, especially since it's something new, you know.
Yep.
Will this be your first race, Lisa? Will this be your first Walt Disney World race?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to do that. I kind of want to do the half marathon next year, but I've been reading about this expedition thing, and it kind of sounded interesting, but I just wanted to hear what you guys had to say about it.
Again, it's price, the time of the race, and what you're going to get for that price. Like, I think you get a ticket.
Yeah,
I get a one-day ticket, and I'm just not sure if it's worth it. And what I'm saying is that I wouldn't want you to be discouraged. I mean, you may very well have a good time, but I also, by the same token, I wouldn't want you being discouraged by the first race that you do in Walt Disney World and say, oh man, what is Scopa talking about? These races aren't worth it. After all, if you do go in October, there are two other races in October. There are three other races in October you may want to consider, although I'm not too crazy about the Tower of Terror race. They do have Race for the Cure, which is a race for the Susan Komen. And then there's Race for the Taste. Those two are the best races that Disney holds during the year. And the first one, obviously, for a good cause. And the second one is a lot of fun because it's during food and wine. So I'd consider those two.
That's good. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sounds great. All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Cool. Good luck.
Thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye.
407-278-5939. And hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Rich from Las Vegas.
Viva
I'm looking forward to the official game. I'm trying to get through for an hour. You have phone problems.
Yeah, sorry.
We have everything problems tonight.
That's the least of our problems.
Okay.
Yeah, this phone I'm not worried about too much.
I sent you guys an email somewhere back in the Harding administration. I haven't been answered yet. I kind of forgot what it was about. So come up with some
actually
other
sent it before email was invented, you know, just knowing there was going to be a delay here. Yeah,
Yeah, well, before I ask my questions, my impressions of Walt Disney World the first time I was there, by far the biggest thing I that surprised me was just how big of a complex it is. I wasn't expecting that. And it goes on forever and ever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, the size of it is just, I mean, people don't, especially people coming from Europe, have no idea how big the thing is. We hear it all the time.
Yeah, one of the things we should mention, though, earlier in the show, Len had asked some of our listeners to share their first impressions of Walt Disney World from their first trips. And so that's why this is being brought up here. But I think I agree. I think a lot of people don't understand the scope of Walt Disney World.
No, it's we went there a couple of years ago with my mother-in-law, first time she'd been there. And when we got on a monorail to go from Magic Kingdom to Epcot, she was stunned it took that long to get between the parks and how much land there was that we had to go over.
Absolutely. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people have been to Disneyland at one point in their life when they were much younger. And this applies really to the baby boomers out there, but had gone when they were kids. And they remember Disneyland and how compact everything is. And they come to Disney World, it's a totally different animal.
Disneyland's boring. my question.
That's not true.
I have two questions for you.
Okay.
Sure.
When I go into the Magic Kingdom, my favorite thing to do, and I know I get a lot of crap for this, but I like Carousel of Progress, and I was wondering if you've heard anything about any plans to upgrade it at all, or update it, or close it altogether.
They're not gonna close it.
No. I think Jim Hill put it best a few years ago. Jim mentioned how he thinks they managed to keep Carousel of Progress up and running. Is that every year they have to, the theme parks will submit a budget for the following year, maintenance, upkeep, all that. And there's a certain line that you don't want to go above. You don't want to say it's going to cost X amount of dollars to keep this attraction up and running. If you stay below that line, then most likely that attraction is going to survive. And that was Jim's theory one year as to why the Carousel of Progress so far has been surviving all these years.
That's interesting. It's a great way to kill 20 minutes, 25 minutes, whatever the ride is, and it's a nice way to just relax for a while. It's a good show.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll ever touch it because it has Walt's fingerprint on it, and there's quite a history. There's quite a history that goes back with that. I mean, it was one of the original attractions at the 1964 World's Fair. It's a long story. It's sort of like Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, I don't think they'll ever touch it. I mean, although they have touched pirates, but they'll never. I'll be surprised when the day comes that Carousel of Progress goes away.
My other question is, next trip, we're thinking about for the first time not renting a car. And I was just curious. I've always done it, and I've always said I got to rent a car because I don't want to use Disney transportation, but we're trying to save some money on the next trip. Magical Express, how easy is it at the port to find where you're going and get on the bus and get to your hotel?
Oh, it's really not bad at all. It's on the A side, guys, right?
Yes. It's on the A side. I thought they brought it over to the B side.
I think it's on the B side.
Okay, it is. Sorry. But it's you can't miss it. It's down by where the rental car places are. Yeah. Can't miss it.
And the other thing is they have to airport with cast members there. They'll let you know if you go the wrong way. It's pretty hard to miss the place.
Yeah, you really can't miss it.
Okay. Well, that was my question. I figured it was easier to call in and ask them about trouble getting in tonight. I don't know. Maybe the email would have been better.
You
guys do a great job. Keep it up. And I like that you keep the podcast down to about a half hour. It's very easy to listen to.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
People can stomach.
407-278-5939. We got one more prize to give away. It's a free T-shirt from WW Today, and it's being sponsored by Mouse World Radio. So if you want a free T-shirt, Mike, get your checkbook out.
There we go. Credit
Newell?
Visa card? Yep.
I think you're going to have to get the mortgage.
PayPal. Oh, no. Konnichiwa.
Hello. Konnichiwa. I'm Matt. This is Mamoru speaking.
It's Mamoru. Is this Mamoru?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi.
This is Mamoru speaking. Hi.
How are you?
Gee, who is that in the background?
That is so cool.
Thank you for joining last December at Mouse Fest.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
It was fun. It was fun having both you and Masayo there together.
Well, you know, you guys.
I don't understand what you say.
We loved having you there. We loved having you there. It was fun. It was fun to have you there.
Masa is outside and he's sitting and listening.
Hi, Scopasan! Hi, Mark! Hi, Mike! Hi, Dan!
She's getting all our plugs in.
Hi!
Good morning.
Actually, Mamoru is off today, so he could listen to the live show, and I've been saying to him that you have to call, you have to call.
Masayo,
we are kind of two bunch of crazy Japanese people.
Yeah, you're all alike.
Masayo, you've won a free t-shirt from the podcast thanks to Mike Newell, Mouse World.
Wow.
So just send me an email to matt@wdwtoday.com with your address and your size, and Newell will send you a free t-shirt.
Tell her I'm
Oh my gosh. Wow. Masayo. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Masayo, send both sizes. I'll give you two.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness. Are you sure? Is that
I'll
okay?
I'll just take it out of petty cash. Don't worry about it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We are just too excited for our very first Disney cruise in coming 8 days more.
Oh, you're going to have a great time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now our call got through again, so we are too excited.
That is so cool. I wish I was going.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a nice trip.
Thank you. Thank
All right, thanks, guys.
Have a nice cruise, you guys.
Yeah.
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 Thanks. Somebody needs to cheer her up.
407-278-5939. And phone lines are open. We're going to be going for just a few minutes more, probably. Certainly, we're running a little bit over because we're delayed getting the show off the road to begin with. But luckily, everything's been good now that Eliopoulos has left. And
yeah, thanks, Chris.
We're not jinxed anymore. So 407-278-5939. And we're still waiting for Annette to call in. Annette hasn't called in with that answer. There was a question about grand gatherings and whether or not you can have a grand gathering any day of the week or they're limited to certain days of the week. We should mention that again. Our sponsor today is MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, the official travel agency of Walt Disney World. Today we want to thank also Janine, who's been in the chat room and being our chat moderator. She's been doing a great job keeping everybody in line and being happy. Although I just realized now Janine should have done something to defend me, but she was probably one of the many masses who was saying, give Liam a t-shirt, so...
Thanks, Janine.
One of the things I should mention on Studio Central, something that's new, I just put on a update from the studios. I was there this morning. There's an update from there this morning. Some interesting things going on over there. So if you're interested in looking at some photos of what's going on in studios today, you can take a look at that right at studiocentral.com. Mr. Testa, what's new on touringplans.com?
Just posted an update to the least expensive ticket page, adding a new vendor for that. And then we have a whole host of updates on the on the updates page. Click in the red box in the upper right-hand corner. We've got stuff around interventions, around Cheesecake Factory updates, Project Tomorrow.
Cheesecake Factory updates?
Yeah, the Cheesecake Factory is leaving Disney Quest.
Say it ain't so.
It's true.
Well, Disney Quest is going sooner or later, too.
Yeah. Project Tomorrow updates for Spaceship Earth, some new Haunted Mansion stuff, some minor things, a bunch of new things. The new waste management over interventions. Check it out. We've got some YouTube.
I've been waiting for that.
Got some Got some YouTube video over there. Got a bunch of stuff. It's really neat.
Management. Yeah.
I know. It's like the history of Velcro one or the amazing Velcro.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we're trying to get I see Annette on. Annette.
One way or the other, I was getting in.
One way or the other.
Welcome to the show, Annette.
Hello.
Hi, Annette.
Annette, say hi.
Hello.
Yo, Annette, what's up? Did she leave already?
I don't know what happened.
No, I'm here.
There you are.
Okay.
So, Annette.
Just letting us be idiots, you know.
Now the calls are going to come in with Annette.
Now the calls are coming through. I have two different calls coming in right now. Annette,
You freed me and you freed everybody else to come through.
That's right. Here, Annette, stay with us for a second. Let's see. Hi, caller.
Hi.
I have Annette calls now.
Around for another 2 hours.
Annette, hi, who are we speaking to?
This is Mike from Minnesota.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Minnesota Mike.
Yeah. I went to the MouseFest 101 that Mr. Scopo was speaking at and enjoyed that. And I briefly met him, but I didn't get a chance to meet any other guys. By the time I was done talking to a couple guys there, the rest of you guys took off. So.
Oh, sorry.
Len wasn't there at all, I don't think.
I got in late that day. Sorry.
You're lucky he was at the Mega Mouse meet.
Yeah, really. I was exhausted last year.
So I just had a couple questions and a couple things to talk about if you guys had time.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Sure.
One of the things that I wanted to get some help on was my wife and I have only stayed at moderate or deluxe resorts so far at Disney. And this next trip we have coming up, we're going to try staying at a value resort. And I've heard a couple varying opinions from you guys at some different places to stay. And, of course, I know Mr. Scopo's opinion is the Pop Century, but I remember hearing on a program that somebody had stayed at, I think it was the All-Star Sports, just after it had been remodeled, and said it was really nice. And then I've read some things that I thought all of the rooms at the All-Star Music had been remodeled recently. So I'm wondering when the last time was you guys had stayed at the various value resorts and what your opinions are.
Jewel and I stayed at All-Star Sports this past December for MouseFest, and we had stayed there – actually, October, right? I'm sorry. I spoke.
I did both. I stayed there in October and – oh, no. I was there October, and I stayed there, I think, for the marathon weekend.
Okay.
Annette, do you remember what I booked? I don't remember what I
– That was marathon weekend.
It was. And both of those rooms had just been redone. They were both – in fact, during the marathon weekend – The building across from where I was staying was being redone as we were there, so that is just being redone.
One of the great All-Star Sports has a lot of the rooms just got redone and they're fabulous. We really like them a lot. And
yeah.
The advantage of sports over the other All-Star resorts is simply that it has better bus service. So if you're not renting a car,
I always rent a car.
Good. And the other thing is it tends to be, of the three resorts, the least crowded. So when you're going to like the food court, for instance, that can also factor into it. You'll have less of a line over there as opposed to the most popular All-Star resort is All-Star Movies, followed by Music, followed by Sports.
Okay. As long as there's not something going on over at the, whatever the sports place is called, I don't remember what it's called. You mean
Wide World of Sports?
Is that what it is? Disney's Wide World of Sports? Is that what it's called? I couldn't remember. I've never gone over there, but.
Yeah.
As long as it's not Pop Warner time or something like that, then otherwise it's not too busy.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
So, okay. I would agree. And Matt, I just did a quick look up on the unofficial guide to our reader survey. And sports is the highest rated among the value resorts.
Great. I should probably read my book then since I have it. So.
Well, it's actually, this will be in the 2009 edition, actually. So,
great type of way. Yeah.
It's not quite there yet.
All right. One other thing I wanted to bring up, going back to the MouseFest again, 101 that went on. Things like that I think are really great. I don't know if you – I'm a corporate IT guy where I work, and so I don't know what the budget is that's needed for some of this stuff. But what I think would be really nice for some of us that don't get down to Disney as much as possible as you guys can. There's things like that you can do web meetings and things like that over the internet, and I don't know what's involved, but is I don't know if that's ever been considered, and if you guys are familiar with what the costs would be related to that.
You're talking something like WebEx, Mike, or a virtual
Classroom?
Yeah,
WebExing. Right. We can WebEx our way into a Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
That's what I'm like. In the corporate environment that I work, we have basically two different headquarters that are about 350 miles apart, and so we live by all these collaboration tools, and that just made me think. Well, for those of us that can't make it to all these different mouse fest or other type events like that, that there's interesting speaker groups going on and things like that, it would be great to either have it live fed or even if it's just recorded somewhere that you could get it on the internet later, that would be great.
Well, we're planning on broadcasting live. Last year we broadcasted live all day long. You could see what was going on. We had a webcam up. We also had audio tuned in from the various speakers. So that's sort of along the lines of what you're talking about. And certainly we're going to attempt to try to do it again this year.
Yeah,
sure. I know. Corporate-wise, we went through a lot of growing pains, to try to get all that stuff working. So I know it's got costs involved too. So I think as the costs go down, that's certainly something to consider to try and reach out to the audience a little bit more.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, thanks for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
So, Annette, before we go tonight, can you clarify one thing for us? One of our callers earlier wanted to know about Grand Gathering. He said, are they available every day of the week, or are there only certain days you can book, like, an Illuminations thing or a Safari kind of thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I believe it's select days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a listing somewhere, or?
Yeah, 10:30 at night, you're going to ask for a listing.
Well, certainly.
And by the way, yes, for the chat room, I was down getting chocolate ice cream and missed this completely.
Annette.
Earlier. Or I would have called earlier. I'm sorry.
All right, let's have a vote. Do we want to keep Annette on the show?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I just had to go get the chocolate ice cream. I'm sorry.
That's okay. One of the things we should mention, Annette, you will help a guest book a magical gathering, right?
Oh, yes. We could do a grand gathering, or, if there's a party of two that wants to do a special event, say at Epcot. I've helped with that as well. As our team could definitely get together and put together a special package or special event if they would like to do that.
It just makes it a lot easier, certainly. Obviously, Annette's well-versed. Trust me that I know that Annette is well-versed in those types of events. And getting you acclimated with it and who you have to get to talk to. So you might want to try that as also an additional option over there.
Yeah.
Right?
And for anybody going, April and May, don't forget about that wonderful package that's out now with a free ticket upgrade, 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 ticket upgrade. Just go to one.
Wow. Ow.
All right. We hear you.
Seriously, I've got to stop drinking.
Boy, what's in this fruit tool?
Oh my God.
I had chocolate ice cream. I'm going to be up for a couple of hours now.
She has no idea what happened. That's what's funny.
Wow. I call for a drink.
Come in with the milk. Oh, man. That's great.
Nice. Yeah, someone's saying that soundboard Annette right there.
Grandmaster Annette.
Well, Annette, thanks for helping us out.
As always. Laugh at Annette, that's always.
No, she thinks we're making fun of her, but we're not.
No, Annette, what happened was...
Annette, you have to listen to the show. There was you said the same... You said something, and then for whatever reason, there was an audio... There was an audio glitch, and it, like 15 times.
You said, ticket upgrade.
What can I say? You think it's that? It could have just been me talking. Yes.
Come in.
It's Master Annette.
Thanks for letting me come in and join you guys on a live show.
Thanks, Annette.
Annette, hang out for a bit. I got to ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, I think we're ending now. That's why.
Yeah. for us today. I want to thank our the sponsor of the show, MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, who's the official travel agency of Walt Disney World today, and they specialize in cruises and vacation packages to Disney and other destinations around the world. MEI and Mouse Fan Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and the recommended travel planner for allears.net. They provide their signature services with no additional agency fees. To get an obligation quote, just visit www.mousefantravel.com.
Woohoo!
That's right. And we thank...
And as for net.
As for net. Thank you. Thanks to all of our listeners for joining us. And don't forget, you can still join us in the chat room right now at wdwtoday.com. There's a link to our chat room. There'll be a lot of people in there for hours and hours. Newell will be in there.
Till 5 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
And we thank everyone for calling in, to all of our listeners. We thank, of course, to Mr. Scope and Mr. Newell, Mr. Testa, and Ms. Owens. Thank you very much for your help. And
you're welcome.
You couldn't do it alone.
Yes, Mr. Newell.
There's one thing we have to do manually, though, this time, unfortunately.
What's that?
And that's the end of our show.
See you in church, boys.
See you later.
Bye.
Good night, folks.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.